Come on, come on. I shake him awake.
What?
We're moving.
Oh, all right. Let me listen for a bit. I put my ear to the ground and try to feel out the sounds.
There's a lot of them. Even with your super senses and the fact that you can normally tell something's shape just by hearing it, listening to the entire ship like this is like trying to look at a whole painting and take in every detail at once. But you have time. So gradually you isolate the noises and try to determine what each thing is. As it goes on, you can tell the propellers, the knocking of cargo inside the holds, even the sound of the plumbing inside the ship when a toilet gets flushed. Listening for criminal wrongdoing inside of this box is probably not going to work, is your most important takeaway. You might hear something, but the constant strain of trying to separate and understand all the noises is going to be too much for too long.
All right, I think I got a sense for the ship, but we're probably going to need to poke around proactively.
Which means what?
Which means you aren't going to be dead weight. We should see if we can get up on the bridge, for one, or into Captain Gui's personal quarters. Maybe see if there's an officer's lounge? We'll sweep and spy as much as we can, then go back to the crate to rest. Might not be an entirely dull 2 weeks, actually.
Lightshow says, getting out of the crate safely will be the hardest part. I need to see what I'm trying to make an image of.
Yeah, we'll have to pop out only when it's clear. That's why I picked a spot the bridge won't be able to see. Right now we seem to be in the clear and there's no one outside the immediate area. You want to go out?
What are we looking for, exactly?
Just to get a lay of the vessel and make some notes for good fallback zones. In a panic, I'd like to have places where we can all teleport to without thinking. So that's our current objective. We'll find safe spots, probably in elevated locations, not in the way of the crew. And when we look out from those places, we'll need to be able to do it so the bridge sees the illusion and not us.
Using Paul's extrasensory ability, the team is able to jump from place to place and get an easy mapping of the exterior ship, but needs to take quite a lot more care with the interiors where there's a risk of accidentally running into someone. That winds up being slow going, and for the most part everyone is busy with their duties aboard the ship. That is, until you stumble into the cafeteria where you find two familiar individuals. Howard and Mercury are sitting at one end of a table playing Go Fish. It's kind of a funny sight because Mercury's in his villain costume and Howard is just in his normal street clothes, but you're able to teleport into a corner and just listen in.
Oh my god, Kimon was right.
Well, thank you for that. But actually, I didn't project that Mercury himself would be on board, just that they'd be smuggling something.
You know what? You're right.
That's right, I'm right. I'm right about everything.
Mercury asks for a two. Howard says, go fish. And Mercury says, you know, I don't really like go fish. Howard says, we could try old maid. And Mercury says, it's almost the same game. It's luck-based. I prefer games of skill. One in which my superior intellect prevails. Howard says, next time I'll think to bring a handheld and we can play a co-op game or something. I don't know. Mercury throws his cards down.
Electronics rot the brain! So many games try to set the terms for you. What we should have brought was a good book. Something delectable and open to interpretation so that we could have a spirited debate over its inner workings.
Howard starts collecting the cards and putting them away. Well, yeah, okay. That sounds good. What book should we get? Mercury throws his hands up.
How should I know? I don't want to reread things I've already read. Whatever we do, we should avoid romance novels. It sounds like they're driving Mr. Green insane.
Who's Mr. Green? Was that the guy who kidnapped my mom? They are working together.
Howard says, I have to be honest. I once tried reading romance books because I thought they'd capture the spirit of, human connection. But they're all just about some dumb lady getting dicked over by some rich guy, even though she's boring.
I wouldn't know. It's not really my genre.
What do you like to read, sir?
History and politics, naturally. Although, if I'm being honest, a lot of it is complete dreck. Only a few historians can really spin a yarn, and the rest you may as well not bother. There's a reason much of human history is shared through the arts of playwrights and the like. Shakespeare may not have gotten all the facts correct, but he made the death of Julius Caesar interesting to the common man. And now we all know about the Ides of March. Oh, and for modern standards, look at Hamilton! It's a romanticized tale of the life of Alexander Hamilton. And thanks to that play, now millions more people know he was shot by Aaron Burr. Howard, have you ever read The Count of Monte Cristo?
Is that historical, sir?
Of course, it's from whence the no-stick panspray Crisco gained its namesake.
Really?
No, not really, imbecile! Have you read the book?
Obviously not, sir.
Yes, obviously! Or else you'd know it has nothing to do with panspray! But the fact is, I am ashamed to say so, because it is a classic, but neither have I.
I hear it's quite good, though, set around the Napoleonic era.
If you're intent on reading books, I command you. When we make port in Canada, go ashore and obtain two copies of The Count of Monte Cristo. Together we will form a small yet unstoppable book club.
Yes, sir. But in the meanwhile, What do you want to do?
I don't know. How about paper football or something?
And then it just kind of goes on like this. While you feel somewhere in your heart that villains should really be discussing their evil plans in a way that is clear and actionable to you, Kimon, as someone who does surveillance all the time, this sort of boring inanity is pretty much the job all in spades.
All right, let's double back and recuperate. We've looked around. We have some stuff to discuss.
But Mercury is right there. He's probably about to give up the entire scheme any minute.
You know, one thing I'll tell you, and this is important. Have you ever really given thought to yogurt? It's like a food that should be fully unintended for humans, and yet we put strawberries in it.
Look, we'll keep an eye on him. Let's just get back to the box for now.
But...
Or do you want to argue in the corner until he notices that we're here?
Okay, fine.
You guys carefully hop back to the shipping container and turn on a light.
He was right there. The guy we've been looking for this entire time. In fact, I think if I'm not mistaken, that's the first time that I've ever seen him up close.
Really?
Yeah, I've never... Yeah, for me.
Lycho says, yeah, this is my first time too. I've only read briefs. And he's dangerous, right?
Yeah, it turns into liquid mercury. And as a starter, that means we'll never catch him with our bare hands, even with the element of surprise.
Maybe Lycho can make an illusory box?
Oh, I wish, but exerting force with my illusions for a prolonged stretch is a lot of work. I get tired not too long, especially if you were really fighting me.
There's also the issue of Howard.
Right, well, you'll fight Howard. Lycho and I can focus on Mercury.
Mercury is a guy you can't catch. And one-on-one, Howard may not have as much finesse and experience, but he does have strength and stamina. Beating him in a fair fight would not be easy. And for that matter, I propose that we don't ever give our enemies a fair fight. We also have to remember that there's the crew to think about. It's uncertain what Captain Gway can do when he gets involved. Gway, Howard, the crew, and Mercury, it's all way too much. Even if it were feasible, I don't like playing the odds. Honestly, even with Lowry supporting an ambush at the end of all this, I don't feel good about it.
Well... So he'll call the police, we'll get backup.
The whole point of what Lowry wants is to make the company look good and do this without help from the police, right?
Okay, look, let's not sit around and speculate on what Lowry would and would not do. I'm gonna call him on the radio.
You get out the radio and dial to Lowry's frequency. Lowry, you're snacking on the bridge of the fortress when you hear Elvis's voice.
Hello? Lowry? Are you reading?
Yeah, loud and clear, Elvis. I'm just sitting up here eating peanuts. What's up?
Well, we've got an update. We found Mercury and Howard on board the ship.
Seriously? Oh, that's great. We'll decapitate the whole organization.
The problem is, though, we're gonna need support. I guess that last time Howard did bubble me in Light Show, so I mean, I can get out of the bubble, but I don't remember what happened after that.
You got knocked out.
Yeah, I guess I got knocked out.
Okay, but this time, we have the element of surprise.
Well, we will, but maybe could we contact the local police or the FBI and get a little more support on this?
Really? But you have no guarantee that Mercury and Howard are still gonna be on board after they dock in Canada.
Maybe, could you get on a plane and meet us in Canada?
We're not really licensed, exactly, to do law enforcement across the border.
Wait, so does that mean that while we're in Canada, we're breaking the law?
Well, not any American laws.
But Canada might be mad.
International stuff can be pretty tricky, I'm not gonna lie. The point is that it's better to try not to spring the trap in Canada. Look, Lowry, the pragmatic thing is to stick to the plan and do the arrest when we get back to port in New Jersey, Delphia. But there's too much force aboard the boat, and we need cooperation from other arms of law enforcement.
That's not really ideal, if you can think of a better way.
Something better than the most common sense option.
I thought it was you who was saying that if Gway gets a tip-off, the whole thing gets blown.
All right. Okay, you actually got me on that one, yes.
There you go.
Well, then we gotta separate these guys and pick them off somehow.
Yeah, divide and conquer, I like it.
Oh, you like it, do you?
Yes.
What do you like about it?
That you divide them and then conquer, Kimon? I don't know what you're getting at. What's not to like about that?
Then all I suggested is vaguely that we do it, and I haven't formulated anything actionable. But you're already sitting there like you like the thing. Oh, you're contributing.
Well, I'm liking it a whole lot less now.
All right, look. Flux, what do you know about medicine?
Me? I studied bioengineering, which is not really medicine. It's more like the study of physiology. Like, I'm not a doctor. It's not medicine.
Well, this place has got to have a septic tank, right?
Well, yeah, it's illegal to dump human waste in the water, so naturally.
Okay. Well, logically then, if we were to, say, obtain a little bit of wastewater from the septic tank and sprinkle it into Howard's food, he'd come down with a pretty nasty stomach bug and need to get dropped off in Canada, right?
Okay, this is not okay.
Well, you have more understanding of human physiology. Am I wrong?
I have no idea how ill that might make somebody. For all I know, you're planning a murder.
No, he's... Now, look, we got plenty of time. We'll add a really small amount of waste to his food, see what it does, and if he doesn't get sick, we'll add a little more the next night.
This has to be easily the most evil thing I've ever heard you suggest.
Look, Elvis, once we get into Canadian waters, effectively, we're spies. For a variety of reasons, the rules and types of gloves that we're regulated to wear have to change. We're not going to go around telling anybody this part of the story, at least until the statute of limitations is up, but we're going to live to tell the story.
No, there has to be some other way that we disable Howard. Why does it even have to be Howard? Why don't we do this to Mercury?
Because we don't want Mercury to bail out in Canada, or at all.
Actually, Kimon, can I make an adjustment to this plan? How about you do that poisoning as soon as you can? It might encourage them to pull the ship into an American port. That way, Howard's still in the U.S. and we can grab him separately.
So you're on board with this?
Yeah, divide and conquer.
Kimon, that is your own son.
He made the choices that put him here.
It's reprehensible.
But no, this works, if you think about it. Not only will it take Howard out of the picture and make us substantially safer, Captain Gui will have to reschedule whatever pickup he's attempting. If we keep a close enough eye, we might be able to figure out who he coordinates with and how it's done, so we can prepare ahead of time and know what we're looking for.
They're criminals, though. What if they leave Howard to die?
I am sure, Flux, that their infirmary has antibiotics and the ability to keep him stable. But if this is not gonna work, then by all means, tell me how you separate and neutralize the super individuals on this ship without getting us killed. Poisoning Howard is risky and fiendishly cutthroat, but what Mercury would do to you if we get nailed is going to be a bridge much further.
I don't know. I will try to think of something, but I want it to be known that before we do this, I object to it. And if we do it, it did not sit with me.
You can sit on your thumb for all I care about that.
Lightshow, what do you think?
Well, I don't have any other ideas. This is, let's say that there's no bad ideas. If straight-up murder were on the table, we could throw Howard overboard, and I might be able to create a convincing illusion of him to hide it for a long enough time to deal with Mercury and Gui separately.
Throw him overboard?
Sorry, well, I'm just, like I said, you know, if there's no bad ideas, I'm just saying, like, it's not like we have a knockout spray.
Why don't we just knock him out? We can keep him in here, but tied up and gagged.
Flux, you cannot seriously be suggesting that food poisoning is too inhumane, but blunt force trauma to the occipital lobe is a fine and compassionate alternative.
Well, at least he won't be...
What, pooping himself? I mean, it depends on how hard you hit him in the brain. And let's be real, it'll depend on how hard I hit him because I'm going to be the one hitting him. I don't know how to hit a guy just hard enough to knock him out but not kill him. It's not exactly scientific.
But you don't know how much fecal matter is safe for a person to consume either. I mean, you hit a man, maybe he dies, but that's not as cruel as making him... Who even knows sick with what diseases until he dies from them?
Look, Flux, listen to me. Once upon a time, I changed Howard's diaper. And afterward, I got violently ill with some kind of stomach bug for a few days. I guess I didn't wash my hands well enough, but still. Think of it as just cold-served revenge. Who better than the boy's father, okay?
You're completely deranged.
But I'm gonna arrest these morons, and I'm gonna be alive and deranged. Okay, look, that's it. We're in the wilderness. We're alone. It's just us in stark reality. Optionally, the only other thing we can do is quietly observe and forgo any arrests until the end of the operation.
Well, then I think... In order to be able to look ourselves in the mirror again, that it has to be that.
I'm sorry, Flux, but I am going to veto that. Mercury is one of the most high-profile villains in the city. Gui happens to be on everybody's list as well. We're not going to be presented another golden opportunity where we can take Mercury unawares without a lot of unacceptable waiting. So if drastic measures are necessary, let's take them. I agree, we're just going to leave out the food poisoning angle. Call it a lucky coincidence until you're old enough to write your memoirs and set the record straight.
This has to be... What we're discussing has to be a war crime.
Flux, I would like it for Howard to be eliminated as a major concern, if possible. It'll be a huge win for us if we can make these arrests.
Okay, but I think... Lowry, listen to me. I think that Kimon is presenting a false dilemma. He's saying that we either have to poison Howard or not arrest Mercury. And it's obfuscating the third option.
Which is...
That we not poison Howard.
Elvis, that we have expressly addressed how this plays out if we don't poison Howard.
No, we didn't. Not completely.
Well, if you see an alternative scenario, we'd like to hear it.
I don't even think Captain Gui would fight us. And there's no reason to believe that he's dangerous. Sure, he smuggles illegal weapons, allegedly, but that does not mean that he's violent. Possibly we're looking at a crew and captain that are going to surrender as soon as we ask them to.
I suppose that is a possibility.
Lowry, there's a million possibilities in any situation as delicate as this. It's possible that Captain Gui is narcoleptic. It's also possible that several of his crew members have superpowers that we haven't accounted for. There are many possible outcomes to rolling the dice, and the point of planning against rolling the dice is so that the game is rigged and we win it before we begin.
But you don't know that Gui would be hostile, and you're wanting to poison someone just based on these false assumptions.
Who says they're false? For starters, we know that Howard is capable of fully occupying my attention. We know that Mercury isn't much of a slouch either.
We haven't really formally coordinated an arrest on Howard before either. It always blows up into chaos, and then you act on your own. Yeah, and if I have to fight Howard, Gway, and Mercury on my own, I am gonna get overwhelmed. Well, it's really condescending for you to assume that I'm not gonna be of any assistance. Why don't we talk about that? How about we don't change the subject? Let's establish what we know. We know that Mercury is here. We know that Howard is here. We know informants disappear from Captain Gway's entourage, which means probably killed. But we don't know that. There are few plausible alternatives.
Lightshow says, we know that neither Howard nor Mercury have read The Count of Monte Cristo.
That's the most important information yet!
Could the two of you take this seriously?
I am taking this seriously. The two of them are bored. So if Howard gets sick, I could imagine Mercury deciding he'd rather visit Shore to drop Howard off and get his book.
Look, Elvis, normally I'd like to go over all the angles and consider the morality of this, because I understand that's the crucial line between heroes and villains. But right now, time is extremely limited, and Howard does need to be subdued somehow, as soon as possible. Shooting at people or hitting them with a nightstick is likewise normally illegal, but under extenuating circumstances, it has to be excused. I think this is such a circumstance.
I just can't believe this.
It's not ideal, but it's the track we're going with. I'm open to other ideas, but you have until the poisoning plan can be completed to think of the alternative.